Arkansas, Missouri, South Dakota, Utah, and Virginia now join 19 other states which have been granted special waivers from meeting certain accountability requirements under the federal No Child Left Behind law. Arkansas Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell said the state applied for a waiver from NCLB last February.
It's actually some flexibility in how we had to create and work our accountability system for school improvement. So it's really just some flexibility around the constraints of meeting that unattainable target of 100% proficient by the year 2014.
The Elementary and Secondary Education Act, commonly referred to as No Child Left Behind, NCLB for short, was signed into law in 2002 by George W. Bush. The law aimed to improve lagging student achievement nationwide, especially among economically disadvantaged and racially diverse populations, through strict accountability, improved educational methods proven by scientific research, and expanded parental involvement and local control by districts. The end result was supposed to be steady academic progress in reading, math, and science, improved teacher quality, more resources to schools, and support for early language and reading skills. But many states are reporting difficulty in meeting certain NCLB benchmarks by the 2014 deadline. In Arkansas, there's concerns about students testing proficient, especially in math and science, by 2014.
Well, what it does is it gives schools actual targets that are unique to each of the schools in each of the school districts in the state versus a set of state targets that didn't take into consideration where schools and students began in this whole accountability process. So what it does is it individualizes the expectation of student achievement for each school.
So under the new waiver, Arkansas will be able to reward some schools for exemplary performance and improvement and distribute targeted resources to help persistently struggling schools.
Yes, what it does is it actually takes into consideration where those students started, especially those students that we have labeled in a super group called our TAG group. It's TAG is T-A-G-G. It stands for Targeted Achievement Gap Group. And that group of students are the students that we know bring with them more difficulties in student achievement. It's made up of three subpopulations that have been a part of No Child Left Behind: students with disabilities, English language learners, and also students of low income, those free and reduced lunch students. So we group those students together and we look at what the gap is between them and the combined population. And under this accountability system, we're trying to close that gap. And the plan, an option that we chose under the guidelines provided, was to close that gap over the next 6 years by half.
The waiver allowing more flexibility dovetails into the state's newly adopted Common Core State Standards.
Oh, yeah, that was one of the required principles, is that for a state to be able to be granted this flexibility, they had to adopt a more rigorous college and career-ready set of standards around English language arts and mathematics. So in order for a state to apply for this, we had to adopt either the Common Core set of standards that had been worked on nationally or a set of learning standards that had to be approvable by the U.S. Department of Education. Of course, we were one of those original 44 states, I believe, that's currently adopted those Common Core state standards.
About Common Core, in 2009, 48 states signed a memorandum of agreement with the National Governors Association and Council of Chief State School Officers, committing to a Common Core state standards initiative. Curriculum's an interdisciplinary, peer interactive, digitally platformed approach to learning. It is not a national curriculum, developed in collaboration with teachers, school administrators, professional associates, and experts. Advocates say Common Core standards will also provide teachers and parents with a common understanding of what students are expected to learn, providing appropriate benchmarks.
Just that we believe this is a more fair and an opportune way for schools to show that they're making progress with student achievement in an ambitious but achievable way.
In a news release about the NCLB waiver, the Arkansas Department of Education described the new approach as more robust because it also combines student achievement growth measures with high school graduation rates. All schools and districts are now accountable for improving student performance, measured by five classifications that determine consequences, guide interventions, and supports, designed to steer all students toward college and career readiness. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.